Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we begin some very, very solemn days for us. We look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, Palm Sunday. Brothers and sisters, whatever you can do, and because this program is coming in on Friday, and you can repeat it or listen to it as often as you want just by going to our website, renewalministries.net, you can download the program or you can just listen to something if you want to hear it again. Just go to renewalministries.net, then go to radio, and then click on Food for the Journey, and you can listen to these programs. What I want to urge you to do is take a look today and tomorrow, before actual Palm Sunday's here, take a look at today and tomorrow and to say, what could I modify in this next week? Just look through the week. Maybe it's only one thing I could change. That's fine. Do the one thing. But what could I modify during this week so that I could be more attentive, more grateful for what God is doing on my behalf? Remember, we're not just celebrating or we're not commemorating a past event. We're involved in, we're taken in through all of Palm Sunday and all of Holy Week. We're taken in to all that action and all that grace as though it were now, by God's grace. By God's grace. We're not just looking back to something that happened in history. It did. But because it is God and because it is by the power of His grace, there is a way we can enter in with Him and walk through Holy Week with Him. And if there's ever a time when His light will shine on our darkness, it's that. When you walk with Him, often as you can, at least if you could do it this way, at least once a day, that during this week, that you would stop and say, all right, what day is it? What's going on in Jesus' life today? In this Holy Week, what are we commemorating today? What was probably going on? Read the Gospels and enter into that scene and say, where would I be? What would I have done if I were right there? Because there is a way that God imparts grace to our soul, even though we're 21 centuries ahead of that. He imparts grace to our soul to appropriate the graces He poured out upon His disciples and apostles in those days. The grace to follow Him, the grace to renounce evil, the grace to turn away from bad habits and bad patterns. It's all there if we open ourselves and open our hearts to receive that grace. So that makes sense? Just walk through this week as much as you can with Jesus and look at where you are, where you would be if you were there. Would I have hidden? Would I have run? Would I have followed Him at a distance? Would I have tried to draw close? Would I have stayed out of the way of all the authorities and the soldiers? Would I have been terrified? Would I have been angry? What would I have done? Just ponder it as you walk the week, because I think as you do, you're going to be more clearly able to experience the grace that God wants to impart to you for now. In this year, how do we walk the way of the cross with Jesus in this year? Almighty, ever-living God, who as an example of humility for the human race to follow, caused our Savior to take flesh and submit to the cross, graciously grant that we may heed His lesson of patient suffering and so merit a share in His resurrection. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 to 7. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue that I might know how to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning He opens my ear that I may hear. And I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore, I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. These are words from the prophet Isaiah long before the coming of Christ. A certain intimation of what was to come. ponder it. Psalm 22, my God, why have you abandoned me? The psalm that Jesus prayed from the cross. Humanly, he felt all that we would feel. Left, abandoned, rejected, mocked, ridiculed, destroyed. But I will raise him up. I will raise him up. No matter what earth does to us, I will raise you up. Those who follow me, walk with me. All who see me scoff at me. They mock me with parted lips. They wag their heads. He relied on the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him if he loves him. Indeed, many dogs surround me. A pack of evildoers closes in on me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. Do you see the prophetic thrust going on there long, long before the coming of Christ? It portrays what Christ actually went through. They divide my garments among them. For my vesture they cast lots. But you, O Lord, be not far from me. O my help, hasten to aid me. I will proclaim your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, give glory to him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. That's a call to us. That in these days, praise him, thank him, bless his name for what he did, honor him, seek to make your life conform more and more to his. Christ humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I was just out of memory quoting this passage from Philippians, which is actually the second reading for Palm Sunday, and I'm going to read it again as you'll find it in your parish books or in your own missal. Paul to the Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. He was the Son of God, but he did not cling to being the Son and saying, I could destroy every one of you till you were down nothing but dust. I could conquer you. I could overpower you in a moment. But he suffered. And allowed his suffering, his blood, his flesh, to renew the face of the earth. Brothers and sisters, look what God has done for you. Look what he's endured for you. Open your heart. Please open your heart. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, his power, his position, his wisdom, his knowledge, his love, his mercy, his kindness. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, because the Son was so willing to subject himself, so willing to take on all the pain of our sin. Therefore, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I really urge you to memorize this passage. Over the next few days here, focus on Paul's letter to the Philippians. You don't have to, but it's a recommendation of mine. Memorize this passage. It's a passage that has come back to me again and again and again when I'm tempted to pride, when I'm tempted to want to be jealous or envious, all the temptations that can come to us. It's this passage of Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 2. It's this passage that I most come back to. And it's the word, it's the living word, it's a word that changes my thinking right in midstream. It causes me to renounce my sinful desires, my sinful thoughts, and to willingly put myself under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, because that's where I'm most free. Jesus is always a paradox. I give over all my life to him, and for the first time, I am truly free. Free. I bind myself in order to be free. It's the paradox, but it's literally the way it happens. If I give myself over to God, he is the one who will set me free. And this Palm Sunday, I urge you, if you can possibly do it, over this weekend and especially on Palm Sunday itself, I really urge you, brothers and sisters, to take some time to be before the Lord, to put yourself in a couple of days in that awful, horrible procession to Calvary. Where will you be in that procession? What will you be offering? What will you give of yourself? Or do you just commemorate and say, oh yeah, the stores will close, some stores will close, or it'll be a little more quiet. Oh yeah, that's what's going on. It's Palm Sunday or it's Holy Week. Don't stop there. Please don't stop there. Enter in. Enter in. Walk with Jesus. Accompany him. Accompany him this Palm Sunday when he's gained all this adulation walking through the streets of Jerusalem. He knows how short-lived it is. He knows how quickly people are going to turn against him. Accompany him. Walk with him. Stand beside him. Offer yourself to him. Because by your offering today of yourself to him, by your rejection of evil and the choosing of good, you actually affect what Jesus experienced on the first Palm Sunday. He will know, and he did know, that even as he experienced the horror that awaited him and saw all those who would reject him, he also saw us listening perhaps for the first time and turning our hearts to him. We will be telling him that we will be willing to follow him through death to the glory of the resurrection. That's our call, brothers and sisters. That's the call of the true Christian. I want to ask you today, will you take up your cross and follow him? Walk beside him. Walk right beside him. You have a place beside him. Walk beside him. Comfort Jesus in this week by your own confession of your own sin. Comfort him this week by your commitment. Make some commitment this week to follow him more closely. You do those kinds of things, brothers and sisters. You're going to come to Easter mightily renewed. Your first footsteps perhaps on a whole new path. Take this time very seriously. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.